Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Their last breath was taken, but the mystery remains. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
There's a problem in Stoughton, Massachusetts. There's a problem in Canton, Massachusetts, with the police department, or at least there was. I'm going to say there probably still is, because you get rid of one, you don't get rid of all of it. I think there's just like a little, some of the cancer cells have been removed. We're talking about the case of Sandra Birchmore. This is the young woman, died at 23 years old. However, started being groomed at 12 by some of the officers. William Farwell, who was an officer for the Police Explorers program. William Farwell, Sandra Birchmore indicate they had a sexual encounter 22 days before her death. He's the brother of Matthew Farwell. Matthew, the one that has actually been charged with the murder of Sandra Birchmore. We have two twin brothers who basically, for many years, been with this person. The argument against William was, or is right now, well, if it was of age and it wasn't rape, then it was a consenting relationship. Matthew, however, yeah, that goes a totally different way. Started much, much younger. And certainly appears to have some motive to the death. But now we're also hearing about another individual, Josh Heal, a former Abington school resource officer. Because, yeah, why not involve a school resource officer in the Sandra Birchmore case? He was found to be not credible in a 2021 internal affairs probe, but remains certified by the Peace Officer Standards and Trainings Commission's post until July of 25. Josh Heal, the allegations go, couldn't be found not credible because he was arguing that he did have a relationship with her and then didn't have a relationship with her. It turns out he does claim that there was a relationship there. But when she was of age, lots of people all seeming to look at this very vulnerable young woman as free access for their sexual desires, it seems. And all within the police. I mean, what do you make of this, Siobhan?
Absolutely horrendous. You know, again, vulnerable. She lost her mother and her grandmother, who were her primary caregivers at a young age. I'm sure she was very needy. And these people came into her life, I'm sure, grooming her, giving her some kind of attention and affection, making her feel cared for. And obviously she was just being used and ultimately murdered and discarded. I mean, just tragic.
It makes you wonder about this whole thing of, it feels like they were passing her around, this department.
Yes.
Of, hey, you know, go ahead, talk to her. I mean, like, there's no value to me of who this individual is. You want to go have sex with her? You want to go, you all go have sex with her, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was seemingly, I mean, that's just freaking weird.
Yeah, horrible.
But like, they're accepting on this, and everybody's, aware of this. The individual we're talking about here, the Stoughton resource officer, Josh Heal, there's allegations here that he had been sexting all day while he's at work with her. I'm just going to read this. Heal was also accused of inappropriate behavior, including sexting all day while he's at work and exchanging a cat for oral sex from Birchmore. According to the information that was shared with some of the investigators, based on the findings, they placed Heal on leave in September 22 after Stoughton's internal affairs investigation continued. And they, at the end of the day, said, oh, you can still be on the force. Give a cat for oral sex, too. cats for sex is seemingly what was shared here. when people, of course, are going to argue, well, she's an adult. How did she not, you know better? She could have broken it off at any time. I don't think that that's necessarily how one minds work when you've been groomed since the age of 12.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Vulnerable is an understatement for that kind of behavior. And it's just horrifying on every level, this institutional acceptance of basically, you know, sexually offending, sexual abuse. I mean, the other thing that always jumps out at me, she was only 4'10" tall, you know, and one of these guys was 6'4". And just that visual of this very childlike young girl and then young woman being abused in that way by these guys is just sickening.
It makes you wonder, how common is this with these officers? What do you think? I mean, is this rare that likely that, oh, they have this one girl that they're passing around? Or is this kind of likely, hey, we got another one type thing where it's just common? I mean, it's pure speculation, but what does this sort of stuff happen in a vacuum with individuals like this? Because they seem to be all just like gung-ho and ready to go with it.
I can't say I have ever personally heard of another case like this, but it's again, nauseating to think that you can get groups of people in law enforcement who all think this way and who validate this kind of behavior. And as you and I have spoken about regularly, we need to look really closely at people that we put in law enforcement, and ethics needs to be, you know, the number one concern.
Yeah. Another thing that came to my mind on this, remember in the Karen Reed case where there was all this question and all this talk, why did all of these officers wipe their phones clean in that case? And the speculation was, well, it's something about the Karen Reed case. This is making me think a little different. This is making me think, I mean, maybe there was some stuff about Karen Reed, but I'm thinking there's a lot of other stuff on these people's phones that would relate to this. And God knows what else. And they were able to get away with this sort of stuff for so long. And now suddenly there's the microscope and everybody's going to be looking at that phone. I'm thinking there's a bigger reason here as to why they wiped their phones the way that they did.
Yeah, that's awfully suspicious, isn't it? Whenever you get anybody wiping their phones, you have to wonder why.
Multiple officers simultaneously wiping their phones.
Yeah.
And that's what we actually have. Does not go in any direction towards confidence in these officers' statements or accountability for any of it. It's getting darker. It's creepy. Hopefully the truth just continues to rise to the top.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.